Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab's gonna be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson, from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are gonna go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you wanna be in the bathroom, fine, just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out. We are back for Bathroom Break. This is Jay Schwedelson from the Do This Not That podcast. I'm here with Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials podcast. And today we're going to be talking about stupid things that people say, which ironically is the majority of things that we talk about on this podcast.
What an opening that is. Terrible. All right. I want to get right into it. I'm not going to ask you what you ate for dinner last night or something ridiculous like that. I want to get right into it. So I'm going to start out with the first one. I want to get your reaction. And I really don't know what your vibe is on this. All right. Stupid things that people say about careers and business and life. And here's the first one. Love what you do and you'll never work a day in your life. What is the Daniel Murray take on that?
My take on that statement is that you're never going to 100% love what anything you do. And I think you should double down on things that you're good at instead of stuff that you love that you do, because you'll do way better in your career doubling down on a skill you can be the best at than doing things, something that you love. If that skill is something that you love too, maybe, but you still feel like at some point it'd work once you've done that. But what's your take on that?
I think this is one of the worst things that people say, because it takes young people down a horrible path where they think that if they don't love what they're doing, that they're not in the right job for themselves. Listen, you can't hate what you do. You can't be torture. But if you're passionate about what you do, it doesn't mean you have to love it. I don't love what I do. I mean, work's a four-letter word. It is. I love meeting cool people. I love being passionate about it. I love the life that it gives me, but I don't love what I do, and that's fine. I think it's garbage, and it makes people stress out that they're on the wrong path, and you're not. 1% of people love what they do. Good for you. You're a ballet dancer. You're a florist. You love it. Have a great time. All right, that's my hot take. All right, next one. I got another one for you. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Don't overthink things. Is overthinking bad or good?
It can go both ways, I think. But I think everybody overthinks. So I think that's ridiculous in general. But I do think that marketers in general overthink everything. And that leads to not executing. I'd rather just someone execute than overthink, because everything in marketing to me is a test. Everything. You don't know what's going to flop. You don't know what's going to work. Most marketers, I know me and Jay are always trying things and we don't know what to be doing half the time. So
like right now.
Exactly. So, I mean, overthinking is going to happen, but in marketing, it leads to dangerous behavior when you are spending too much time.
You know, it's funny when you said it, when you started talking, I started to agree with what you were thinking. That's not originally what I thought. So you changed my mind, because you're right. We overthink and then we don't execute. And execution is everything in marketing. I guess when I was thinking about overthinking, I was like, you know, sometimes I'll be in the middle of the night and I'll pop up and somebody pop my brain about whatever's going on at work. And I'll be like, oh my God, that's perfect. And I'll put a note in my phone. That's because I'm overthinking. I won't stop thinking about it. And sometimes my best ideas come at the worst possible times. And I'm against this idea of you shouldn't overthink. But to your point, you can't overthink to the point where you're not executing. So I subscribe to what you just said. I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I've just seen so many marketing campaigns take months and months because people overthink every detail. I think I think your brain's never going to stop thinking of ideas, and the best ideas don't happen in front of a laptop. They happen at the weirdest times. But I do think that overthinking leads to campaigns not being in the world, and the market is the best test for marketing.
All right, another hot take, weird thing that people say is never admit you don't know the answer. It's like saying I don't know is bad.
That's the dumbest take ever, because I think there's never a dumb question, and the best marketers are always asking why to everything. And especially in our profession where it depends is the number one answer, because every situation, every industry, every persona, every audience is different. Asking questions will help you get to the answer faster. And you also have so many tools now that you can ask questions to. So just ask those questions, please.
Yeah. And, you know, I think when somebody asks me something, or I ask somebody something and they say, you know, I don't know, but let me find out, I trust that person so much more than somebody I ask a question to and then they give me an answer and I know that they're full of it and they're just like spewing out nonsense. So it's almost like I don't know is a confidence builder to me, that the person's confident enough to be able to like, you know what? I don't know. I'll find out. It's totally fine. Getting confident enough to say, I don't know, is like a secret sauce way to build a strong connection with somebody else, ironically.
So I think if you're early in your career or you want to, managers are looking for that. They don't care if you actually know the answer to everything. They just care that you are taking the time to find out the right thing to do. So they don't really care.
So, all right, one more. If it doesn't scale, don't do it.
Well, you know me, I love organic social, and organic social at the beginning is one of the most unscalable things. I think most marketing at the beginning is unscalable until it scales. So I think that's ridiculous because you will spend time on actions that will get answers now, and you won't do things that are long-term, like building brand, SEO, organic social, which will actually keep your brand existing for a long time. If you're trying to keep your brand only a year or two, then do only things that maybe will scale, like paid ads. But you need to do the other things to scale.
Yeah, and I think doing unscalable things leads to scalable things, right? You start doing stuff like, all right, cool, this is working. Let me figure out actually how to build this into something, some way I can keep doing this. Even this episode, this podcast, The Bathroom Break, you know, when Daniel and I said, hey, why don't we do a couple episodes, release it on our each other's podcast? Neither one of us, frankly, were like, how do we carve out time to do this every single week? I don't know. And here we are, we're like 40 episodes deep. And we, you know, you just do it. You keep on going, you figure it out. At least that's my vibe. That's what I think. All right, let me ask you a ridiculous question. The top movie right now out there is Captain America. I think this looks like garbage. I have no interest in seeing it. Are you going to see Captain America? Do you care about this?
I'll watch it because to give it a shot, because I do like Marvel. But I do think for some reason the last like six Marvel movies have just been abysmal. And not having the OG Captain America in the movie is actually harsh to me. So it's kind of hurts my soul. But Marvel movies have just gone downhill in the last 4 to 5 to 6 movies. And it's just, they're losing the plot. So I'm sad about it.
So speaking of that, with the Oscars coming up, are you like one of these people that like, oh my God, I got to watch all the Oscar movies? Are you going to sit back and watch like The Substance with Demi Moore and all these other movies? Or are you like, I don't even care?
Actually, I want to know your take on it, because some of the best movies of the year aren't even getting nominations and stuff like that, which is kind of crazy. I mean, no hate on like Amelia Perez, but I didn't know that was even a movie until like the Oscar came out. Like, I didn't know that was a movie. No hate on that movie. I think I'll watch it to give it its flowers, but how did it get 13 nominations over some of the best movies that were out this year, which is crazy.
There was a movie called Anna, which is nominated, whatever. It's about like this like Russian mobster dude, whatever. And so Ali was like, let's watch it. It's nominated. So we watched it. It has to be one of the biggest pieces of garbage of all time. I was like, can I have this 2 hours back in my life? This is horrendous. So I don't know. I just like, so when they get nominated, I'm like, oh my God, it's that movie I saw, but I actually don't care.
Do you have the app Letterboxd?
No, what's Letterboxd?
It's basically an app where you can pick movies that are and have a watch list of movies, and there's ridiculous comments of people, it's kind of funny, the comments of every movie, and it's like live ranking of movie, but you have your Letterboxd and say, top Grammy nominated movies or something, and you can star which ones you want to see. And they have lists of different types of genres you want to. So it's a cool app to try out if you're a movie buff.
I will check that out. Although there's too much going on right now. There's The Bachelor, Love is Blind, and White Lotus. So I'm very busy. So
I want to see. I'm waiting to watch that with Ari, White Lotus. So
yeah. It just came out. All right. Well, once again, we've covered a lot of ground on this show. Everybody go and listen full time, subscribe, follow the Marketing Millennials podcast. It is the absolute best thing on earth, and appreciate you being here for Bathroom Break. And listen, we're going to see you at the next one, right?
Yeah.
Later.
Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This, Not That, for marketers. Each week, we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing, and I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Marketing Millennials podcast, but also tune into this series. It's once a week, The Bathroom Break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out, and it could be anything from email subject line to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.